WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The Crucible is a new movie based on Arthur Miller's morality play about the Salem witch trials. Miller adapted his 1953 play for the screen. The film stars Daniel Day-Lewis as John Proctor and Winona Ryder as Abigail, the vengeful teenager whose fury stirs up the town. Our film critic John Powers has a review.
I don't know about you, but I resent it when a movie wants to improve me. It's fine if, along the way, almost by accident, a movie happens to teach me something. But I rebel when a filmmaker offers me a moral lesson surrounded by Hollywood trappings, like a vitamin coated with chocolate. But that's precisely what happens in The Crucible, a star-studded new film certain to be in the thick of the Oscar hunt. If you've taken a high school English class, you know the story all too well. It's 1692 in Salem, Massachusetts, and a group of teenage girls is caught dancing naked in the woods. Led by the ferocious Abigail Williams, who's played by Winona Ryder, they defend themselves by accusing other people of witchcraft. Their accusations set off a chain reaction of hysteria in the town and in themselves. Soon, innocent people are being hanged as witches, and nobody's safe. Not even Principal John Proctor, played by Daniel Day-Lewis, nor his wife Elizabeth, an achingly devout woman magnificently portrayed by Joan Allen. Under the basilisk eye of Judge Danforth, played by the stage legend Paul Scofield, the witch trials specialize in Catch-22. Nothing proves your guilt more surely than insisting upon your innocence. The Crucible is based on Arthur Miller's 1953 play about the feeding frenzy that was McCarthyism. In adapting it for the screen 40 years later, Miller has pared back the story's political theme, turning it into a Freudianized portrait of social psychopathology. The mass hysteria is sparked by the Puritan sexual repression, in particular their fear of teenage girls' sexuality. This libido-fueled panic gives the action a histrionic fervor that is often strident, yet ultimately deeply affecting. No scene this year is more touching than the climactic encounter between Proctor and his wife, when, after years of suspicion and coldness, they achieve a fleeting moment of pure love. All this is neatly orchestrated by Nicholas Heitner, the English theater director who made his screen debut with The Madness of King George. Heitner isn't much of a visual stylist, but he's extremely good with actors, be they full-fledged stars like Day-Lewis or undervalued performers like Bruce Davison, whose mealy-mouthed Reverend Paris sanctions a witch hunt to save his own job. The film's big surprise is Winona Ryder, who abandons her familiar good girl persona to play Abigail, a baleful creature goaded by the demons of eroticism and madness. She embodies the most dangerous undercurrents of Salem life, as when she warns the other girls that they'd better not back off from their story.
All of you, we danced. That is all. And mark this. Let anyone breathe a word or the edge of a word about the other things, and I will come to you in the black of some terrible night, and I will bring with me a pointy reckoning that will shudder you. And you know I can do it.
Still, for all this sound and fury, the movie is surprisingly thin. The reason is simple. Despite its fame, The Crucible is a mediocre play, heavy-handed, manipulative, and exhaustingly self-important. Its best scenes are about personal relationships, Abigail's feeling of sexual betrayal, or Proctor's impacted love for his wife. But Miller isn't really very interested in people. He's more concerned with putting across a thumpingly obvious message about justice and mass hysteria. There's no moral tension in the movie, because everyone who sees it knows, at every moment, exactly how they should feel about everything. It's wrong to be as repressed as the Puritans. It's wrong to hang people for being witches. It's wrong to throw away standards of proof in a trial. It's wrong to condemn others out of a desire for conformity. Who could possibly disagree? Instead of challenging our preconceptions, The Crucible feeds our sense that we would never be like those ignorant, cold-hearted Puritans. By playing to our self-righteousness, it makes us as smug as the hanging judges we're supposed to condemn.
John Powers is film critic for Vogue.